And then Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" And so we see Jesus presented to the secular authorities by the head of the church, by the ruling council of the church, by the people of the church, to stand before the judge for what they believe is a crime. And what crime did he commit? If you'll remember your scripture, you'll remember that just a few days before, Jesus had ridden into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. In doing so, he fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, saying that he will enter into Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, not riding on a horse, not leading an army, but humbly as one who has inherited the throne and needs no army, but will be accepted by the people because his inheritance is unquestioned. What would have happened if the people of Jerusalem, if the religious leaders of the day, if the Jews in the synagogue, if all of the people had accepted him as their king? There would have been a war. There would have been a conflict between the Roman authorities and the Hebrew people, a war where, on a worldly basis, many would have died, and from a worldly point of view, they probably would have lost. The Roman legions were all powerful in their day. Jesus did not choose to make his kingdom an earthly kingdom. He chose to make his kingdom one of the Spirit. Where is Jesus' kingdom? We think of the kingdom of God as being in heaven, the world to come. But that's only part of it. Jesus' kingdom is also in our hearts. If he rules here, then he rules our world. I did the Sunday school class for the mid-sized kids today. And we talked about prayer. And one of the things that we said was, when you want to change the world, you have to start by changing yourself. When we change ourselves, we change the world. And what happens when we bring Christ into our lives? Do we not change? How can we bring Christ into our hearts without changing? When we make Him Lord of our lives, when we make Him God of our hearts, when we put Him in charge of everything, the world changes, at least for us. It's not the same anymore. We've made it different. Thank you. Wow. To have the faith of a little child. We think of God's kingdom as being that kingdom which we look forward to coming at the end of time. But that's not all of it. See, if the people had accepted Jesus at the moment, then that would have been that second coming that we look forward to. That would have been the coming of the Messiah that the Hebrew people looked forward to. That would have been the opportunity to return a son of David to the throne in Israel, in Jerusalem. That would have changed the world. And Jesus could have chosen to do that. But instead, he chose to be the sacrifice for us, for all the people to come, for all the people who had come before, who had believed that he would come to change the world. And what happened to that world? Well, the Rome of the Caesars, 3 centuries later, was the Rome of the Pope. And the Roman Empire of Caesar had become the Holy Roman Empire, a Christian nation ruled by a king who chose to be a follower of Christ. He changed the world not by riding into Jerusalem at the head of an army or by inciting rebellion, but instead by changing the hearts and minds of people so that they became His people and His followers. When we are Christ's people, it doesn't matter what country we live in. It doesn't matter what's happening with the government. It doesn't matter what's happening with the economy. What matters is what's happening in our hearts. Who can worry about the economy in the face of such love? Who can worry about the world when we have the love of a child, or the love of God, or the peace that passes understanding? If you would change the world, first change your mind. Change your heart by putting Christ first, by making Christ your king, by making Christ your ruler, by making Christ your Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.